Everyone likes to talk about finding their purpose in life. And let's look at the paradigm. Let's look at how people look at a purpose in life. Normally, they equate a purpose in life with what they do for money. Now, that's a very narrow arena to work on that issue about what is your purpose in life. They equate their purpose in life with what they do for their job. So let's widen out the view about the purpose in life. In fact, let's back off and get a big perspective on your purpose in life. And let's look at it from the view of higher intelligence. Now, all through this training course, we've been talking about going within and connecting with your source. Every mind exercise, every conditioning that you've heard John do for you has been aimed towards completing a connection between you and higher intelligence, higher consciousness, the mental and spiritual, whatever you perceive that to be. So let's look at a purpose in life from that point of view. Now, there was a gentleman who was in a small town, and he was watching some bricklayers. And one bricklayer was just so happy and thrilled, and he was whistling and having a good time and laughing to himself, and the other bricklayer had a scowl on his face. He was angry. He griped at the people who brought him the mortar if they didn't bring it quickly enough. He was mad because the lunch truck was late. He just was having a terrible time. And right next to him was someone that was just happy, filled with joy in their life. So he couldn't resist. He walks across the street and says to the very negative person, "What you doing?" He turns around, he says, "I'm laying bricks. What does it look like I'm doing?" Well, he backed up a little bit and almost went across the street, and he says, "Well, I'm over here." So he goes over to the joyful person, and he says, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm building the finest post office this town has ever seen. People will be able to come here and get letters from grandparents and communicate with grandchildren and get money or send money, send Christmas presents, and communicate with people all over the world in this wonderful, beautiful post office." That's the point of view to have. Is what are you doing in your life, or what could you be doing in your life now that would bring the world together, that would help the world, that would do what higher intelligence is trying to help us to do, is to help with the evolution, with the advancement of human consciousness here on this planet. Now, so many people stand off to the side and gripe about the world the way it is. They gripe about their life the way it is. So let's go high atop a skyscraper that's being built, 30 floors above the ground. The lunch whistle blows, and everyone sits down to have lunch. And there was a new man. He sits down and starts to open his lunch. When he hears next to him, "Oh, no, peanut butter and jelly again." He looks to his left, and there's the man looking at his sack. "Peanut butter and jelly again. That's all I get for lunch is peanut butter and jelly. I hate this stuff." He throws the sandwich down on the deck, stomps on it. The jelly squirts out the sides, and he kicks it over the edge, tumbles off into infinity. Sits back down in a huff, folds his arms, very angry. So the new guy next to him is just, he's so surprised. He's shocked. He says, you don't like peanut butter and jelly? He goes, "I hate peanut butter and jelly." And there he goes again. So finally, he was just so curious. He wanted to help the guy. He says, who fixes your lunch? He says, "Oh, I do." And that's what we do. We fix our own lunch. So when you're griping about your life or how the world is, you have the opportunity to change your world. You have the opportunity to find your purpose in life. Now, these exercises have been helping you to get down deep, down inside yourself, where you live. In the next session, you'll hear John with a special mental exercise done by Jose Silva to help you go back to your childhood and remote view your childhood and see yourself in your childhood. Now, why would he do that? Because he wanted people to go back to a time when they still had their enthusiasm, their zest for life, their desires, and find out what their deepest desires were at that time. Now, so often in a family, even if the family cares, we aren't able as a child to fulfill our deep desires. There'll be a financial consideration, or maybe there's something else going on, or maybe there's stress in the family. And so we learn to put those away. And in this exercise, you'll be able to go back, see yourself as a child, and reconnect with that young part of you that you gave up so that you could make it through life much more easily. Albert Schweitzer talked about us as adults on a boat in the sea of life. And he said, the waves start getting a little rough and it starts getting stormy and we're afraid of sinking. So we throw out ballast. We throw out weight out of the boat and we're throwing things out. And then our boat skims over the waves more lightly now and we feel safer. What we threw out was our food and drink. So we're parched and thirsty. So we throw away things as we're growing up. We let go of childhood desires and wants and needs, the things that are deep inside us. And then it's natural for people to look around and say, well, okay, if I'm not in touch with what I want on a deep level, what does everybody else want? What does everybody else think they need? What is everybody else trying for? And then we go for that. We want to make some money or have a prestigious job. And that becomes our purpose in life, is to somehow fulfill that need that we're not in touch with. And whatever we go out and do, it's like eating waxed fruit. We go through the motions. It looks pretty. It looks nice. And it just doesn't satisfy us. Let's talk about going deep within, reconnecting with the child in us, and find out what we desire. Find out what would give us a sense of satisfaction and feed us. So you can use a mental video technique, the one that you've been perfecting. You can use the mental video technique to make a video of your dissatisfaction. And you can also put feelings in these videos. You can put feelings, you can put sounds. You want to fill it out and make it as clear as you can. Because when you're asking for help from the other side, you want to make sure they really know what the problem is. When you take your car to a mechanic, you want to make sure you really explain what is happening so that they'll fix the right thing. So you bring your feelings up about how you feel, maybe unfulfilled. What am I doing here? Why did I come here? Bring your questions up and put them in that video. And then, to the best of your ability, go down into Alpha, and John will show you how to in a little while, and remote view back in time and back in that other place, you as a child, and what you liked to do, what you enjoyed, how you felt. And then out of that can come what at the moment your best guess is about what you want to do in your life. And also remember those five laws of programming. Let's align what you want to do in your life with those five laws. Is it going to help someone else? Is this something that you would like done unto you? Will it help two people or more? Is it going to make this world a better place to live? Now, if you want to be a bricklayer, then fine. Put that in there that you want to be a bricklayer. Now, how can you help the world? Well, how did that second bricklayer help the gentleman who asked him what he was doing? He gave him a view. He transmitted a view of, look, I'm connected here. Everything we do here is connected. And what I do helps the world. And here's how it's going to help the world. So if you're a bricklayer or a banker or a teacher or a policeman, how can you do your job in such a way that's going to help the people on this planet to evolve? It's going to make this a better place to live. It's going to help two or more people. And use these golden rules, these laws of programming, to do your job in this video. And then at night now, set your computer to send this email off to higher consciousness. Because remember, Jose Silva has given you the email address of higher consciousness now and how to reach them. So at night, you'll log on while you're asleep at the Delta doorway. You'll send this video through and then watch what starts coming back and watch for signs. Watch for that article that catches your eye about a certain school. Or watch for someone telling you about a job opening. Or watch when you just happen to turn on the television and there's a program about something that you might want to go do. You watch for signs and you head in that direction. You head in that direction. And if it works, if it's easy, if it feels like you're going with the flow, then keep going. You see, we're talking about going with the flow here. We're talking about finding your purpose in life by using higher intelligence, who has this big view of the big picture. They've got the long view, timeless. So when you align yourself with what higher intelligence wants you to do here on the planet and is ready to help you to do on the planet, it's like swimming in a river. Have you ever tried to swim upstream in a river? It's hard work. Just swim, swim, swim. You get exhausted. It's effort, effort, effort. You can't enjoy the scenery or enjoy the water. Now, let's contrast that with someone who's floating downstream with the flow, someone who's in tune with the flow of higher consciousness and what they're trying to get to happen here. Because you see, someone swimming upstream has big trouble when a big log comes around the bend. Someone swimming downstream, they're relaxing, taking it easy, enjoying the view, enjoying themselves, enjoying the day, looking at the clouds and the sky. And when they encounter a big log, they can get up and ride on it and relax on what would turn others asunder. When you're going with the flow, these so-called obstacles and difficulties that other people have actually help you. That's a big turnaround in your life. So finding out what higher intelligence wants you to do here on the planet is easy if you know the email address and you know where to send it and when to send it and how. So send that video off, let it come back, and start working on that plan until you start getting some guidance. Either the doors will open up in front of you or maybe doors will close in front of you. And so send that off as a video and refine it and fine-tune it until you become the person you want to be, until you're doing what gives you a sense of purpose in your life. Now, if you look at the great teachers that came to this planet to show us how to live physically, how to live spiritually, how to live within these laws of righteousness, and how to live with the totality of ourselves, they weren't finished when they got here. They weren't done yet. They were working on themselves. They were fasting. They were studying. They were meditating. Exactly the way you're doing right now. They were fulfilling their purpose here on this planet in life by first doing their own work, by going within themselves and achieving that kingdom within themselves, and by living with these laws. They were achieving their purpose here on the planet. And by you learning to go inside yourself with this program, you can achieve your purpose here on the planet. You can align yourself with higher intelligence. You can be in the flow, and your life can become as easy as floating down the river on a big log. Jose Silva believed that we were all sent here for a purpose. Now, where did he get that belief? He got that belief from his own life. He was guided. He was helped along the way in his studies. Now, here's someone from the poorest family in Laredo, Texas, orphaned at 6 or 7 years old and becoming the breadwinner of a family and learning how to shine shoes, how to take care of chickens and build up an egg business to feed his family, and going in the army, and then learning about electronics. So here's a radio and later on TV repairman, decides to start studying psychology, meditation, how the mind works, intuition. And Jose told me that every once in a while he would just get disgusted and discouraged, and he would put all his books under the bed in a box. And then something would happen to show him that this was the way. And one time he had really stopped. He had really quit. Shoved all the books under the bed. That's it. And he wins the lottery. Now, what was his reason for quitting? He didn't have enough money to continue with the research, and he was taking too much time away from his business, so he didn't have money to support his family. So what does higher intelligence do? Opens the door. And it's very important. It's very important for you to understand that you came here for a purpose. Now, we're not trying to make you very important or some big shot. We're saying that you have a very important part to play in the scheme of things, that you can help the people around you to evolve, that you can help bring more love into the world. You can solve problems using all of these techniques on this program. You can make this a better place to live. Now, let's talk about when we get resistance, or when we have our mental video delivered to us and here we take off and go and the door is locked. Now, the left brain, at a very light, shallow level of mind, is going to want to beat on that door and push on it and try to get around it, or robotically come up, boom, hit the door, robotically come up, boom, hit the door. So what Jose Silva taught us to do, remember now, on the inside, is not the law of effort, it's the law of attraction. So you go back inside, reiterate the plan, send the video, and attract an easier doorway. We didn't come here to struggle. We didn't come here to fight with the world and be at odds with all these things. Jose Silva and this program are teaching you how to blend. To blend with this program. To blend with the flow of life. To quit putting out so much effort and getting so little. And to start attracting what will help you and help others around you.
purpose of life. This is an interesting subject. This is sort of a subject that I never actually even thought about until I was in my 40s, and I never even started figuring out until I was in my late 50s. Life has always, in my case, been really simple. I am amazed at how many people think I'm smart and creative. But see, what happens is I didn't realize until I was teaching the Ultramind that I'm one of those guys that just accidentally stumbled into my path starting about the age of 7 years old in 1950 when I started taking martial arts. And I just loved it so much that everything I did past that point just kept me in that mode. Most people, it's been proven psychologically that their dreams and all their desires and all their wishes, if they're not in their mode where they want to go and where they feel good going, they start dying out about the age of 25. And by the time they're 30, you know, they're stuck in a job for life because they don't have a purpose in life. They have nothing that pulls them forward. It's like the carrot technique that people talk about, and it's like the stick technique that people talk about. You know, a carrot is a purpose in life. It leads you forward. A stick is what you're running away from. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be broke. And so because I don't want to be broke, I'll take the only job that I can find or the job that gives me the most money. And so these people have a lot of stress in their life, and they end up with all these things that we're actually teaching how to solve in this Ultramind Silva course, which is, you know, health benefits. It's the abundance part. It's the relationships parts. It's all those things that we're talking about. I'm married to a fantastic lady. And once I figured out things like purpose in life, I looked at her life and I went, my gosh, she's got it. This is a woman, Lynn, that wanted to be a school teacher all of her life. And everything that she did led her towards teaching school. And she loved to teach kids in the junior high school realm and also in the grade school realm. And she's following me around because I'm doing all my businesses. And I'll do a business and I can run it for about 6 or 8 years, make a lot of money. Then I get bored and I sell it and make some money. And I move someplace else and do something else, which is usually the same business, but in a different location. And anyway, so she follows me. And so we open up headquarters in Idaho, and there wasn't any job for school teachers in Idaho. So it took her about 3 months to find one. And so she still got a job when no one else could, because it seemed like because she was such a good teacher, she found a job when no one else could find a job. Then a couple years later, she was voted most outstanding teacher for the state of Idaho. So I retired back there in 1980 the first time, sat around for about 3 years, and I decided to go for a doctorate in Colorado. And so I opened up another business in Colorado Springs, and you know, my wife goes with me, and there's no teaching jobs there either, but she found one, but it took about 2 weeks this time, and she got hired there. I guess that credential she had from Idaho sure helped a bit. But a couple years later, she got Teacher of the Year in Colorado, too. And then in 87, I retired again, moved back to Oregon, where it's nice and quiet, not many people. I get to ride my motorcycle, shoot my guns, do things that are fun for me, and still teach the people I want to teach how I want to teach them. And there wasn't any jobs in Oregon, but she found a job, and it took her about another 2 weeks this time to find a job, no problem at all. And guess what? In a couple of years, she got Teacher of the Year in Oregon, too. And so when you look at her and you look at school and, you know, how she's totally enthusiastically driven to have these kids learn and grow and achieve, and she's just full of life. She's just full of life. In most of her areas of life, she's just very, very good and very, very happy at it. And it's her purpose in life that's keeping her happy, keeping her determined, keeping her youthful. And it does pay off really good for her. Now, on the other hand, I have a really good friend. I've known this guy for like 29 years. Fantastic cook. Grew up. He wanted to cook. He wanted to run restaurants. And he actually did that for other people. He cooked and he ran restaurants. But he hadn't learned how to do what we call being at your center, making decisions at your center. So pretty soon he was just, I call it being a slave wage. He was working for somebody else, making minimum wage, doing their job for them as they pulled in the money. This is a concept that we came up a long time ago with. When we hire employees, we just say, hey, look at that house up on the hill there. You like that? You like that swimming pool up there? You like all that other stuff up there? And the guy goes, yes, I do, I do. And then you just look at him and say, well, you just keep working hard for me and pretty soon I'll own it. Okay, and that's basically what happens with most people is they end up working for somebody else and somebody else owns it. But if you find your purpose in life, then you'll find out using those laws that Jose was talking about, and you take that first step, and it's pretty easy to do, that means you're on the right step. If you take your second step, and it's easier to do, that means better that you're on the right step. But if it gets more difficult to do, that means you're on the wrong step. Now, I can really relate to my own life the best, and in my life, like I said before, I've always loved martial arts. And I take to martial arts like a duck takes to water. And so whenever I study martial arts or teach martial arts, it happens really good and happens real fast. But I also have a degree in education. Well, I couldn't find a job teaching anywhere I ever tried to apply to. I don't know what it was. But when I think about Frank, which I talked about earlier, when I talked about him blessing women after he had his divorce, well, if I had probably blessed a teaching job, I probably would have made my purpose for teaching people, learning how to be safe, how to be aware, how to be confident, how to stay healthy. Maybe those principles would have worked out better for me if I would have gone for my higher ideal. But I didn't. And so I went back into the martial arts field. And I did things there that got me my purpose where I wanted to. And so what is the purpose of teaching martial arts? Is it a purpose of beating people up? Is it a purpose of helping people grow and evolve to where they want to go? And so when you chunk up to the higher purposes of anything, then you can find a lot of realms to teach you or that you can learn to teach others that will give them those same criteria. So let's say that you want to teach people how to gain wisdom, okay? If you go back to even the Bible where they go in Proverbs, wisdom is the principal thing, and with thy wisdom get thee thy understanding, okay? That is basically what all development is about, because when you connect at the Delta doorway with your higher intelligence through the Ultramind ESP systems training, you'll notice that you now have connection to higher wisdom, to your own unconscious mind, to your traits and your belief patterns that made you what you are. You come down to this planet, you have a certain skill that you are supposed to be doing for your own evolvement. At the same time, you're supposed to be helping the world get to be a better place to live in. And so this connection to the Delta doorway gives you that information up into your unconscious mind, which then gives it into your conscious mind. So then you can take action and patterns and go forward. So basically, you get into the Oracle of Delphi, the same thing was know thyself. If you know thyself, you know your purpose for being on this planet. And if you don't know your purpose, well, everything else evaporates. Wishes evaporate. Again, dreams die. And so get your purpose, go towards your purpose, use these drills that Jose Silva gives you here at the last conditioning cycle, and just ask yourself those questions. Go back and remote view your past. Find out what your strengths were at that time, what felt good for you, what you liked doing. Remote view your friends from that time and see how they looked at you and the perspective they had. And then what you do is you go ahead and set up that mental video technique and actually do the beta version first, and then you go and do the alpha version and actually set up the solution and get the answers for what you have on that project in your mind so you can go towards your purpose in life. And purpose in life doesn't have to be a Rolex. It can be anything. It can be better relationships. It can be better health. It can be a lot of better things. In fact, most of the health problems caused, in my opinion, is caused mainly by people going towards the wrong purpose and not being centered when they go towards that purpose. And there's many documented cases that people are dying from clinical diseases, and they say, well, you've got 2 months to live. And the guy goes, really? Wow. And so the guy quits his job, goes home, goes out and goes, well, I like to garden. And so he spends all summer gardening. And he goes back in 6 months later for a checkup and found out there is no cancer anymore. It's gone. He changed his focus on life and his body changed. Now, I would suggest from that point there, find a purpose in life, what you're really drawn towards, and go towards that. In the next conditioning cycle, we will program information for your benefit, suggestions and strategies to help you find and fulfill your purpose in life. So join me in session 16 for learning your life's purpose.